Welcome into a new episode of 413 Spin Fit. As always, if you are a continued listener, thank you for your support. If you're new to 413 Spin Fit, welcome in for the first time. This episode, I want to talk about something different. Not really going to be fitness related or health and wellness related. I guess it could be wellness related to a point, possibly in terms of mental health, mental wellness. But what I want to talk about is I want to talk about childhood memories. Still have some days where I am dealing with some grief, some grieving since the passing of my father. Just a few weeks ago, my dad's only living brother passed away, and that really had an effect on me. Going to the funeral, going to the graveside, really thought a lot about my dad. And you know, even though it was sad, even though there was some sadness that was going on in my mind, I stopped and I thought about, you know, growing up with the dad that I had. And so what I want to do in this episode, I want to talk about some childhood memories that come to mind that really are helping me as I think about these things. It's not meant for me to dwell on the past, obviously. When you're going through a journey, I'm going to kind of pause from what I'm actually talking about this. And I want to relate this to health and wellness at this point. If you are going through a journey to overcome obesity, to lose weight, to break the chains, so to speak, you don't want to dwell on the past. Even though that's your past, even though at one time I was 500 pounds, my goal, my purpose isn't to dwell on that, okay? My purpose is to remember that that's where I started, okay? And I'm where I'm at now. Okay. And I've gone through so many things. I've experienced so many things since 2017 in terms of my health and wellness. Well, the same goes with my life. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, childhood memories. And I want you guys to think about your childhood memories. Again, don't think about them to the point where that's all you're thinking about. That's what you're dwelling on. Okay. Probably fondest childhood memory that I can remember, and this is going back and looking through pictures from my childhood when I was probably, I don't know, 10 months old, 1 year old, maybe a little over one. I could remember riding with my dad in the front seat of his truck, standing up. We would go places, go on trips. I could remember going to Dog Patch USA. For those of you who are from Arkansas and remember Dog Patch, you will know that that was an amusement park. At the time, it was pretty much the only amusement park in Arkansas until Magic Springs came along. And it was the closest thing to Branson, Missouri, the Silver Dollar City. That Arkansas had. And I can remember going to Dog Patch as a kid. I can remember the last day of school. Summer break's about to start. I can remember my dad pulling up at the school at Robinson Elementary, boat in tow, camper shell on the back of his truck, full of camping gear, and we were headed to the lake to go fishing. Now, we didn't have a boat that could pull you for skiing, so we didn't go skiing. We went fishing. I can remember days like that. Okay, I can remember playing under this oak tree. Of course, the oak tree's not there anymore. This oak tree in front of my parents' house. playing in the dirt. I loved to play with Tonka dump trucks, not the plastic trucks that you find now, but the metal Tonka trucks. My mom will tell you that I was the only kid who could wear out a metal Tonka truck, and she's right, okay? But I loved to play outside. I loved to play under the tree. I loved playing in the dirt. I can remember my sister when I was probably wasn't in kindergarten yet. My sister was years old. My sister's what, 7 years older than me, and so I was probably, I don't know, three maybe. And there's this picture that we have in our at my mother's house, and it may be at my sister's house now. I'm not sure where it is. Of my sister holding me, and we're swinging on our swing set. And I can remember having the biggest grin on my face. I think I may have been wearing a beanie hat at the time. So it was probably cold outside. It's one of those memories that really, really make me smile and make me appreciate what my dad did for us as a family. I can remember this one day I'm outside playing, and all of a sudden we hear the sound of goats, and I think one of the goats may have had a cowbell around their neck. I don't know, a small cowbell. Anyway, probably two or three goats and a couple of dogs all of a sudden come up our road from out of nowhere. I can remember having these goats at the house. I think they must have gotten out of someone's yard nearby, and they happened to find their way to our house, which is pretty funny. And then as I got older, there are some other memories that I want to talk about further, but I want to take a break right quick. And I want to tell you guys about something that that I think is an amazing opportunity. If you are someone who is on a fitness journey and you're just stuck, okay, you're stuck. You've plateaued. You've been sitting there for a while. You're not seeing success, okay? I'm going to tell you about Team 246 Fit. About a month ago, I started having a coach / personal trainer work with me at the gym. Her name is Brooke Watson, and she basically has put me on a more structured workout plan, more structured nutrition plan. And I have been able to drop almost 20 pounds in 4 weeks. And I can't help but thank Brooke for helping me go in the right direction, and put me in a position to where I could have some success. You can look up Brooke on Instagram at brooke.lifts with, I believe, two or three S's. It's brooke.lifts, and it's Brooke spelled Brooke lifts. Either two S's or three S's. Anyway, I encourage you guys, reach out to Brooke, DM her. She's amazing. She knows what she's doing. She knows her stuff. She has been there. She has gone through and experienced a lot of what I have gone through and experienced. And to have someone who can relate to me in terms of my wellness, my health and wellness, and my fitness journey, it means the world. So, reach out to her. I encourage you to. Okay, let's pick back up. A couple more memories that I remember growing up. And these are not so much from my childhood. These are as I became a teenager. I can remember my dad teaching me how to drive for the first time. He taught me how to drive a standard stick shift. I'm telling you right now, parents, if you have a child, you're nearing that age where it's time for them to start learning how to drive. If you can get your hands a hold of a standard transmission, which today, for some reason, they're far and few between. I encourage you to teach your kid how to drive a stick shift, a standard transmission vehicle. You learn how to drive a standard transmission, you can drive just about anything. But I can remember my dad purposefully having me stop on the hill at Mississippi Road in Cantrell at the light and learn to take off, learn to release the clutch and give the truck gas. I can remember the days where I would let go of the clutch too soon and I would pop the clutch and kill the truck. I have to start all over. I have to press in the clutch and hold the brake and start the vehicle and bam, I could take off. And then another fond memory that I remember of my dad, of my past, my childhood, my teenage years, is whenever I had scoliosis surgery. My dad was a carpenter. He framed houses. At the time he was working in town. During my junior high years, my dad worked out of town, so he missed some of my junior high years. He missed me playing seventh grade football. He missed me playing orchestra. He was home for some of my orchestra performances, but he missed me playing seventh grade football. I don't recall him ever being at my games because he was working out of town, and that's fine. That's neither here nor there. But when I had scoliosis surgery in high school, I can remember my dad coming to the hospital room after work and just spending time with me. I couldn't get up out of the bed, so it was hard for me to get up and eat my food. So my dad would actually feed me. It just meant the world to me to have him be able to do the things that he did growing up and in my teenage years that he did. I can remember he and I going to Razorback football games together. I can remember going to what's called the Hog Trough. Jennings Osborne, when he was living, he put together this amazing tailgate party. This amazing tray of food, barbecue, pulled pork, brisket, ribs, chicken, I mean, all the trimmings. And it was just an experience that my dad and I had. And I encourage you guys. I'm about to close. I'm about to end this episode here. I encourage you guys, if you are going through a difficult time in your life, think about the good things that you experienced growing up. Think about those things. Don't dwell on the negative, dwell on the positive. Because that's one thing that's helped me the last few months, fight through the grief, okay? Fight through the knowing that my dad's no longer here anymore physically. He's in heaven, which one day soon, I hope to see him face to face again, or I will see him face to face again because of my relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm looking forward to that day. So think about the good. Don't let the negative outweigh the good. And then think about the future. Think about what the future can hold if you put your mind to it. If you surround yourself with the right people. And I'm going to stop there. As always, thank you for listening to 413 Spin Fit. Whatever platform you're listening on, whether it's Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or Spotify, do me a favor, press the bell. That way you get notified when new episodes drop. You guys, be blessed. Have a great weekend. Welcome.